Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. For the first segment is Bingo Emmons, Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Bingo, how you doing?
Doing really good.
Man, well, it's good to hear your voice. Haven't talked to you in a bit. I played a little phone tag with Zach this week. We're going to record a new Creative Construction of Wisconsin commercial. Thank you so much again for sponsoring the Badger Report on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Really appreciate your sponsorship and partnership on that. So let Zach know we certainly played a lot of phone tag last week, but I'll track him down next week.
Yeah, I know. Zach's looking forward to it. He always likes working with you. Whether you're house or whatever, he likes working with you.
He's a good man, there's no doubt. Hey, we got a busy show today. Bingo, I've got four sales reps, four county executives for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and our first guest today, and I normally only see her down at State Fair or over at the Pella Experience, but it's good to talk to her. It's Jenna Torres. Hey, Jenna, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I really appreciate your willingness to come on. Things are awfully busy right now at Pella, and as we talk to these four young reps, and I'm impressed with all four of them. That's why asked our friend Gina Della from Pella if we could get each of them on. You can go to PellaWI.com. It's PellaWI.com for any information on your Pella windows and doors. Hey, Jenna, with what's happened with COVID and all the struggles that we went through early, Pella, you guys have really kind of come out of this thing doing pretty well, and people understand that they're home more than ever, and they're starting to look at their windows and doors, and they go, man, we need to get these things changed out.
Correct. Yeah, Mike, we have seen a surge in home remodeling projects after COVID-19. For those of us who were blessed enough to have the stability, to have the jobs, to have the extra money, a lot of those clients are spending a lot of time in their home, working from home, and realizing the things they need to improve and realizing their windows are really energy efficient. So we came out on top. I mean, Pella's been around 93 years. We're very proud to keep serving the clients of Wisconsin.
Hey, Bingo, when she said, look, a lot of people understand that they're home more and they're doing more projects, I think we're seeing that across the board with Nary members, correct?
Yes, I know, at least, speaking from our company, we are really, really, blessed. Like you said, we're really blessed. We didn't know what was going to happen back in March, and it went a different direction. People are actually home, and instead of spending, I just had one last week. Instead of spending $23,000 on a cruise that you take every year, they're going to use it for remodeling. People are home. A lot of people are home. They're sitting at home. And they're like, you know what? Now they're home. We can get a lot of these things fixed, especially for what I do about plastering and that kind of stuff. People are home now, so they're like, they're getting their stuff fixed. So we're, just like I said, you're really blessed on how we're able to stay afloat like this and keep going.
Hey, Jenna, can we talk a little bit about your background and how long you've been at Pella and a little bit about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, what brought you to them?
Yeah, I would love to talk about that, Mike. Thanks for asking. I met Gina Della in Pella, Iowa. There is a town called Pella, Iowa. The town was named, the company was named after the town. And the company started as the Roll Screen Company in 1925 there to create jobs for the people coming out of the Great Depression. So when I met Gina in Pella, Iowa, she told me that the branch in Wisconsin has actually been around 93 years and was one of the first branches to partner with Pella to provide Pella products for people in Wisconsin. So meeting Gina, and everybody knows Gina, her personality was just so magnifying. I followed her up to Wisconsin to work here in one of the best markets and best branches in the country, and I'm very proud to be here.
Do you know, it's funny, Jenna, that Gina has a similar relationship with me as she does with the four reps that we're going to talk to today. You know, she is first and foremost my friend, and I adore spending time with her, and she is my client here as a sales rep for Entercom, so she's kind of my boss sometimes. So you know exactly what I'm talking about when you say, look, you know, I love spending time with Gina Dell and her husband, Chris, and her two sons and hanging out. But when it comes time to go to work and get some business done, she's as good as they get, man. She really understands this business extremely well. And she really loves, you know, the reps that work. And the four that we're going to have on today, including yourself, you know, Young Lee and Pete Scalish and Joe Franco, she just can't say enough good things about.
She is a great leader. We are very lucky to have her.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, let's talk a little bit about, as people are starting to look with, I hate to say this, but with winter coming around the corner, I know that I've been on your website a lot this morning at PellaWI.com, but between now and August 15th, you guys have some really good financing options for people. And Jenna, let's talk a little bit about if people want to get these windows in before the winter comes, we got to get moving now, correct?
Correct. Yeah. The first thing to mention to people, and I don't think a lot of people realize this, is everything is made to order. So Pella doesn't have anything sitting on shelves. And because we saw such an influx in projects, we have an extended lead time right now where it's pushing us out about 8 to 10 weeks. So if you want windows done before winter, it is getting to be that time. So we do have some awesome financing opportunities if you're not financially ready for the project in one total lump sum. We do have a 0% for 48 months and a 2.99 for 120 months.
Boy, it's, you know what, you can't, I don't know how you beat that. It's funny, a couple of years ago, Jen, I have these two friends that right about this time of year, I think it was right around State Fair time, and they said, hey, they both said, look, we're going to be getting new windows for the winter. I said, well, you got to get going now. The one guy kind of rolled his eyes and said, no, I'll be all right. The other guy said, really? And he called Pella and he got him in. I think it was probably mid-October, something like that. The other friend of mine waited a month or even 6 weeks. And then he said, hey, I'm going to make that call now. And I said, Pell, you should have done it 6 weeks ago. And he got his in before the end of the year. But that month of November and early December, it got really cold. And he just shook his head and he said, you know, I should have listened to you. And I think it's important that people understand that now would be a great time to give Jenna a call or to go out to the new Pella experience. Hey, that building, by the way, Jenna, what a game changer for you guys. It's located on 190th and West Blue Mountain Road, but it really is a game changer if people want to come and take a look at everything you have to offer in one location, correct?
Correct. We have all of our products on display, the things we can't bring to your home, like patio doors and entry systems. And in the spirit of COVID, we are sanitizing every day, wearing masks when you walk into the building and socially distancing to make people feel comfortable throughout all this.
Yeah, I think the first, when this started in March, it was, you know, we shut down, you shut down the Pella experience. And then as things started to open up, I just think it's such a good experience to be able to come in if that's how you feel and you're comfortable with it, to come in and sit in one place and have Jenna go through all of the different options that you have. And when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin, you can't beat the options. Jenna, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what are most people talking to you about this time of year? Is it their windows? Is it the doors? I would assume it's replacement windows, correct?
Correct. People are doing their window projects either in phases or with the financing opportunities, getting them all done at the same time right now. So We've seen a lot of people just ready to increase the energy efficiency in their homes, update the look. We have multiple products to provide our clients. That's the best thing about my job, is that we have wood windows, we have fiberglass windows, and we have vinyl windows. So we have the right product for everybody's home and everybody's budget.
Hey, Jenna, where did you grow up?
I grew up in western Nebraska, so I stayed in the Midwest because Wisconsin felt comfortable for me.
Hey, so take me back when you were a senior in high school, when you were, 19 years old. If I had talked to you then and said, hey, look, you're at one part of your life, you're going to know everything there is to know about windows and doors, you would have laughed at me, right?
Oh, absolutely. I went to a small Catholic high school and thought I was going to work for Target Corporation the rest of my life.
Well, I can tell you this, that everything that I hear, and you and I have not worked together a ton, but everything I hear about you is just top-notch in how you handle your clients, how excited you are to go to work every day, and how much you love the products that you sell. Hey, one thing that I wanted to ask, if somebody is looking, the options that you have for windows are a lot as far as how much you want to spend and the quality of window. If somebody knows that they're going to be moving or selling their house in a year, or if it's their forever home, those are two different options that people have, and you can help both of those two people, correct?
Correct. And we have quality that meets everybody's price point. So even every material we offer is a quality product because Pella stamps their name on it. We wouldn't back or service any product we weren't proud of. But we do have products that fit everybody's price range, which is great.
Boy, that's a huge deal. And it's interesting because when people know that I'm a Pella guy, and we have Pella windows here at our house, and my brother now has Pella windows, and my son's getting Pella windows, but they'll say to me, hey, aren't those really expensive windows? And I go, well, it depends what you're talking about, first of all. And second, they're the best window, I think, out there, and they're installed correctly because they're installed by people that have gone through the training on how to install a window. And if you buy the most expensive window on the market and it's not installed correctly, it's a $10 piece of glass.
Exactly. The most important part about a window replacement project is the installation method. And there are a couple which us sales reps can help you identify if you need a consultation from one of us. However, there's so many features, options, and factors to take into consideration with a window replacement project. It feels very comfortable coming to a company like Pella and going through a turnkey process all under one roof.
Boy, that's perfect. Hey, I understand that Bingo Emmons, his phone dropped, and either we dropped him or he dropped us. So, Bingo, I just want, if you're listening, I want to say thank you for being my Nary co-host for the first segment. And I know that we've got a meeting on Wednesday to talk about what's going to happen for the fall show at State Fair Park. And I look forward to having you on. Again, Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Hey, Jenna, I really appreciate a few minutes today. If you're interested in meeting Jenna and having Jenna come out and talk to you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can go on their website, PellaWI.com. You can call their sales number and ask for Jenna, and she will definitely help you out. If you're a Nebraska fan, she would be the one that you're going to want to talk to. That's for sure. Do you get home very often, Jenna?
I do my best to get home. My family is thinking about coming up and visiting Door County this fall, so we're excited to go possibly up north for the first time as a family.
Man, that would be awesome. Jenna Torres, thank you so much. Again, PellaWI.com. You're going to want to make sure that you ask her about the offers, the financing offers going on right now between now and August 15th, 48 months, no interest, 5 months, no first payment, and up to $1,000 or more off a patio door system. And make sure that you ask Jenna about all of those, and she will get you all the information that you need. Jenna, have a great weekend.
You as well, Mike. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate this time.
Man, I do as well. That's Jenna Torres from PellaWI.com. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Young Lee. He's a guy that I've known for a long time, and he is a sales rep for Pella, Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin as well, and he's a guy that's very knowledgeable. And in fact, he was their, I believe, their retail sales rep of the year last year. And then following him, Pete Scalish was the sales rep of the year prior to that. So this is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining us. We're talking Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today. Our next guest is Young Lee. He has been with Pella a couple years. I've known Young pretty much the whole time that he's been with Pella. He is a friend of mine and awfully good at what he does. Young, how you doing today?
Good.
Young, are you there? I'm sorry, Stacy. Hey, we've got a guest that we're going to get to before we got to Young, and this is working out actually quite well. There is a fundraiser going on today at 9 Round in Brookfield, and it's right across the street from the Pella Experience. It's 188th and West Bluemont Road, and I believe we might be talking to Young Sawyer. Sawyer, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you are welcome. So, hey, this is the second year that you've done this with Alex Lemonade Stand. And last year you raised $806 at the end of your driveway in Germantown. This year you're going to be out at the 9 Round, again, 188th and West Bluemont Road. And you're raising money. All the money's going towards children, childhood cancer research, correct?
Yes, sir.
And so far, so good. And what's pretty cool to me, young man, is that you are hosting this stand in honor of Isla, who is a 3-year-old Wauwatosa resident who's currently fighting leukemia. And what you want to do for your birthday is reach a goal of $1,000 and give that money right to childhood cancer research. And I just think that's for a young man your age. How old are you, by the way?
Today I turned 8. And it's actually my golden birthday, and it's a triple, I guess you can call it, golden birthday, because I'm turning 8 on the 8th month of the 8th day.
My goodness. So as an 8-year-old, it's important for you to understand that other kids are struggling, and for you to do this lemonade stand today, again, out at the 9 Round in Brookfield from 8 to 11 today. And I want people to drive out. If you've not, I go to 9 Round at Brookfield a little bit. I go to the one in Wauwatosa quite a bit. And what they're going to do today is if you bring a friend, family member, et cetera, and get a workout in, for every new member they're going to add today, they will donate $50 towards Sawyer's stand. And I think that's a great thing. You got a lot of work ahead of you today, Sawyer.
Uh-huh.
Hey, sorry, the next guy that we're going to have on, he lives about 3 blocks from 9 Round at Brookfield, and his name is Young Lee, and he's with Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. I'm going to talk Young into coming down and meeting you today and dropping off some money so that you can get to that $1,000 goal.
Can I tell you something?
You can. Go ahead.
You can still come down here and donate some money and get some lemonade, but I've already reached my goal. I have $1,223.
Hey, man, that puts a huge smile on my face. So let's reset that goal at $1,500. What do you think?
Yeah, I was actually kind of thinking $5,000, but.
Whoa, $5,000. Look, young Lee from Pella is going to help us out, but I don't know if he can help us out that much. Hey, Sawyer, good luck today. I'm going to have you back on during the Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show in a couple hours, and you make sure you let me know where you're at. I'm hoping, you know, maybe $1,500, $2,000, but you're already over your goal. Happy birthday. I'm sure that this young gal from Wauwatosa, she's only 3 years old. We need to help her and the money going to childhood cancer research. Congratulations on really a great idea and raising a ton of money, and happy birthday, Sawyer.
Thank you.
Excellent. We're now joined by Young Lee from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hey, Young, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, hey, I was just talking to Young Sawyer. He's turning 8 years old, and this is the second year he's doing a fundraiser on his birthday. Alex's Lemonade Stand, he is raising money towards childhood cancer research. And the lemonade stand that he's doing today at the Nine Round in Brookfield, which is 188th and West Blue Mountain Road, right across the street from the Pella Experience down the block from where you're at. And all the money going, again, in honor of this Isla. She's a three-year-old Wauwatosa resident that's currently fighting leukemia. So, Young, if you're heading out at all today, stop over there, wish Sawyer a happy birthday, and drop off a 20 or something and help him. His goal now is 5,000. I don't know. That's really, that's kind of high. He was hoping for 1,000. He's already over 1,000. So we're going to try to help him out. Hey, Young, when we had Jenna on last segment, I talked to her about with COVID-19, how you guys have kind of pivoted a little bit and did some different, are doing some different things on how to get people the information that they need on windows and doors. And in the first month or so, it was a little difficult, but I think everybody's kind of settled in a little bit. How busy are you?
We are very, very, very busy. I think it surprised all of us. And yeah. I think consumers are at home looking at their windows and going, oh, my God, I hate these things.
I didn't see this coming, and I don't know if you did, but I didn't see that coming, and I think you're right. You know, I'm working out of my home a lot, and thank goodness that the window I look out is a Pella window that my wife and I got installed in our office, I think 2 years ago. And it just makes a world of difference. But I didn't think that Pella would be as busy as they are. So if somebody's looking to get windows and or doors before winter, and as I talked to Jenna, you've got to start getting going right now, correct?
Absolutely. Time is of the essence. And if, you know, we are approaching our busy season.
Right. And that's key. Hey, when somebody asks you, I got an email when people hear who I've got coming on, people from work will start calling and saying, hey, look, can you ask this question? And this is a friend of mine. They bought their house a year ago, Young, and they're when it was raining, they saw a little water coming in, and their question is, how do I know when to replace my windows? And the second question, follow-up question, is do they have to do all the windows in their house at once, or can they do three or four at one point and then come back and do the rest?
Oh, you can always phase it. Ideal way to phase it would be to do, you know, like in front of the house, you take care of that, and then you work on the side, on the back, or, you know, there's several different ways to do it.
And some of the telltale signs of that they need to replace their windows, they've been through one winter, and I know for a fact, because I was at their house, they had to put that 3M plastic up on two of them. And I said, uh-huh. Look, that's a telltale sign, but there's some other signs that when you go into somebody's house that you can say, hey, look, it's time that you get some new windows. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So when you go into, I mean, if you're in your home and you notice like mold, mildew, that's not good for your health. That's a sure sign you need to do something to address that. Another one would be when you walk across your window and on a sunny day, you can feel that heat. Guess what? If you feel the heat, you're going to feel the cold.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. You know, with COVID-19, they keep telling us, look, open up your windows all the time. And we run a commercial on 105.7 FM, The Fan, where Gina talks about if you're, you know, your window might feel like 1,000 pounds to open. You know, I've got friends of mine that have to, you know, put a stick or something in the window to keep them up and keep them open. And they see a lot of moisture in their window as well. And I talked to them a lot about calling you or calling somebody over at Pella to come out and take a look at what they have. Young, how long have you been with Pella?
I've been with Pella now 4 years.
4 years. And yeah, congratulations to you. Years. congratulations. I was up at the awards dinner last year, and you are the retail sales rep of the year for 2019, correct?
Thank you. And yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, I was there when they announced you, and that's as a genuine and big of a smile as I've seen with you, and I felt very good for you because I know how hard that you work. And the conversations that you and I have had about the products that you can offer, you get excited about it because, as Jenna talked about, if there really are products for everybody at all different price ranges depending on what you're looking for with Pella.
That's correct. So unlike any other company, we actually have 9 different lines of windows. And we can kind of tailor it to what your needs are as well as your budget.
Yeah, that's really, really important. Hey, can you talk a little bit about the other question that I got? And I normally can just talk a little bit about some of this, but somebody had talked a little bit about what is an Energy Star rated window, and I had no idea. And I said, look, I'll ask Young Lee when he comes on. The label on that, what does that mean, by the way?
Energy Star is set up by the government. So that it literally, what it says is that it is energy efficient window. It's the simplest way to put it.
There it is. And you know what? I'll be able to answer that. Last question for you, Young Lee. Again, he is Young Lee, and he's the retail sales rep of the year for 2019 with Pella. So go to PellaWI.com, and if you want to talk to one of these sales reps, he would be a guy that I would start with. You want to go out and see him at the Pella Experience. Last question for you, and I just got a text from the first person that we had talked about. How long should new replacement windows last?
Our windows come with lifetime warranty. So this is, you know, your home is your sanctuary. It's your investment. If you do something, you want to know it's done right. And you want to know that you don't have to do it again. And that's what we bring to the table, is a warranty is second to none. It says that whatever you replace, you're going to replace it, and we're going to install it right. And because of it, hey, guess what? You're done.
You are done. Go to PellaWI.com. His name is Young Lee. When you call and you want to set up an appointment or have Young come to see you or do a virtual appointment, you want to do something via phone, and he can answer any questions that you have. They've got a great program going through the 15th of August. So I'd make that call now and get on that website again, PellaWI.com, 48 months, no interest, and 5 months, no first payment, or up to $1,000 or more off a patio door system. PellaWI.com, again, his first name is Young, last name is Lee. Give him a call. Let him know that you heard him on this show, and he'll take great care of you. Young, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend. And if you get a chance between 8 and 11 today, head down to that 9 round off 188th and Blue Mountain Road. Tell Sawyer happy birthday, and get some lemonade. Donate a little bit of money for childhood cancer research.
I'll be glad to. Thank you, Mike.
All right, Young, thank you very much. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Pete Scalish. He has been a rep. In fact, he was the retail sales rep of the year, I believe, 2 years ago. And we'll talk to him and know that he's recently been married. Maybe he's not that recent. We'll check in on Pete Scalish, who has helped out a number of people over at Entercom Milwaukee. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. We're talking Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today. Our next guest, Pete Scalish. Hey, Pete, it's good to talk to you. I said, hey, we're going to have Pete on before we went to a break. I said, recently married. Maybe not all that recent anymore, right?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good to be on with you. Nice to be back.
Yeah.
It's been... We got married last October, so
about okay.
10 months, right?
Still newlyweds.
Yeah,
kind of.
We're still newlyweds.
Hey, I'll tell you this, Pete. You're a fine-looking young man, but join the club, man. Y'all kicked your coverage by about 2 miles. You know that, right?
Well aware, yeah, I'm well aware.
Well, good, good. I just want to make sure that you're aware of that, because people make sure that I'm aware of it all the time. Hey, Pete, we've talked to Jen and we've talked to Young, and have you been as surprised as all of us that you guys have gotten as busy as you have? And I know that, look, I understand you guys have the best window out there. The service is incredible, and I'm a big fan, as you know, of Gina Della and the whole team and everything that you guys do at Pella. But have you been surprised at the uptick and how many people are getting ready to have their windows and doors put in before the end of the year?
Yeah, it was kind of a shock. We've been breaking records month in and month out with our sales, and nobody was really ready for it. So it's been a really great surprise. We feel very fortunate to have that kind of business during this, but it's been a pretty wild ride.
Well, and I'll tell you this, the cool part for me, Pete, you guys are so well versed in your products, and the training that you get is just really impressive to me. Let's talk a little bit about what you're getting called on the most. Is it replacement windows right now? Is it doors? What part of the stuff that you do is taking up the most of your day?
It's a lot of windows. I mean, there's always the patio doors. It really depends on what the customer's done, what they're looking to accomplish. I'm seeing a lot of windows. People are noticing, well, we're doing a good job of reminding them too, that windows are pretty inefficient usually if they're, you know, 20, 30 years old. So it's always a good idea to look into. And we're getting a lot of Walt Disney's money because people aren't traveling, and that's always been, that's kind of nice too.
Yeah, not bad. Hey, let's talk about the patio doors, because I know that Bill Michaels, who is on 105.7 FM, The Fan, on a statewide network, he got the Pella windows. And I think, were you his rep, correct?
Yeah, I was.
Yep, and so he got the patio doors, and I'm telling you, he will get up on the mountaintop and talk about that whole journey that he went on with you as often as anybody will ask him, and he is just a huge believer in those patio doors that Pella sells. The doors that he had talked about, look, these doors have been put in they weren't Pella doors not that long ago, and things were breaking down and you couldn't lock them. And the difference of getting a Pella patio door now is just incredible with the things that you do with those.
Yeah, that's right. He has a big patio door. So a lot of weight moving around, a lot of weight shifting. If it's not done correctly, that becomes basically a big leaking point. The way we have engineered our patio doors, they're incredibly efficient. They're incredibly secure. It doesn't matter if they're 8 feet wide or 4 feet wide. So, he's got a nice door in that basement.
Hey, and you guys have a number of options, from the French patio doors to the sliding to the bifold patio doors. Can you talk a little bit about the difference between what people think about patio doors now with Pella compared to what they did, you know, even 10 years ago? Because it just seems to me that patio doors are something that a lot of people have had problems with in the past, with either something breaking or leaking, and they're just not put together all that well. And the difference that Pella has done with that product here in the last 10 years has really been incredible.
Yeah, so patio doors, as we were just talking about, they're usually one of the main leaking points. There's always like a duct right by it. We offer such a wide variety, and recently we've come out with some really cool options with, like you were saying, these bifolds and these sliding stacking doors. We have doors that disappear into the wall. Patio doors have become basically a window wall now for a lot of customers that can be opened, that they can get full access to. So it depends on what they want. If they're looking for, you know, the most efficient option, we have something that suits that. If they want to open their house wide up to the elements, have kind of a big three seasons room, we can do that as well. Built-in blinds and shades, we have all kinds of different glass packages, pretty cool hardware options available. So there's a lot of good stuff that we just bring to the table that most other companies don't have the options or the availability or, you know, the know-how to do. So we're pretty fortunate to have been with, you know, the leader of the innovation in our industry for a long time now.
Hey, Pete, How much do you have to study and be on top of all of these questions? Look, I didn't tell any of you guys the questions I was going to ask you. I just said, hey, let's just roll, and you guys will have to roll with the questions that I have. And it's interesting because there is so much in your industry that changes year to year and week to week sometimes. And I'm just wondering how much you have to keep up to date and how much training you guys do over at Pella.
So we do a monthly sales training, which it goes over product information. We kind of touch on different things we're seeing in the field. We get bulletins from the factories probably daily with updates. We have a dedicated person in the company that literally their job is to update us on what's new, what's going on. It's constant education, but that's what it takes to maintain the level that we're at.
Hey, I told Young this because I was at the awards banquet 2 years ago up in Green Bay when you were named the 2018 Retail Rep, Sales Rep of the Year. And just so you know, I know you're shooting to be this year's Rep and of the Year, and I know Young wants to go back-to-back, and there's a couple other guys talking some smack that hardware is going to be coming to them this year. So I hopefully you're having a good year. I'd like to hear your name called again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's a very competitive team. We have a lot of great salespeople here. So, I'm hoping it's going to be me too. I got a pretty good shot, but anything can happen. This is a crazy industry.
That is such a fun night that they put on up in Green Bay. It really is. 2 years ago, I had a chance to speak. My brother was with me. He got a chance to get up and talk a little bit with Wayne Larrabee. Last year, it was all the endorsers from different stations. You know, Tauscher was there. Tremura was there. It was really fun. And when they called Young's name, I kind of looked around, and I know everybody's competitive, but, man, you guys are happy for each other when you have success.
Yeah, he worked hard for that. It was due time for him. I definitely think he deserves it. So anybody who gets it this year, we all work very hard. So I'm just going to work a little harder, I think.
That a boy. Well, you know that now that you're newly married and, again, you outkicked your coverage, you got to make sure that you work hard so that she hangs out with you a little longer.
That's right. Yeah.
she's willing to hold hands with you a little bit longer. Hey, last question for you, Pete. And we're talking to Pete Scala. She is with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I talked to Jen a little bit about the Pella experience. It kind of slowed down a little bit, obviously, with COVID-19, with people getting a little bit nervous. But you guys have really taken care of that and made sure that people are comfortable if they want to come into the Pella experience. But that has been a game changer for you.
Yeah, it has been. This place is awesome. I'm actually here right now. I'm going to run across the street and see a little Sawyer and get some lemonade when I'm done. Tell him he sent me over. But, yeah, this place is great. We do, like Jenna said, we have the patio doors we can't fit in our cars, the entry systems, some of the more innovative options with the built-in blinds that are automated, some of our more contemporary series. There's everything in this showroom, and it's like there she was saying, it's sanitized, everybody's wearing masks, we're following all the protocols. It's a very comfortable experience to get a good feel for what's out there and what we have to offer.
You know, Pete, and you know what, thank you for that. And the cool part is that you slide things in and out. If you've not been to the Pella experience, go out there and ask for Pete Scalish. And he is where'd you go to high school, by the way?
Catholic Memorial.
So he is I knew that. He's a Catholic Memorial guy. Don't hold that against him. Do not hold that against him. And you know what? It does not, Pete, and this is all honesty, it does not surprise me that you're going to walk across the street and say hello to young Sawyer, wish him a happy birthday, get some lemonade over at 9 Round at Brookfield. Thank you for doing that. An 8-year-old kid who's going to take my job. He could take it now if he wanted. He was so good on the air. But they're raising money for childhood cancer research over on 188th and West Bluemont Road. Pete, thank you. It's so good to catch up with you. And you know what? Stay safe. I look forward to seeing you real soon in person.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate having me on.
You got it. Pete Scalish. Go to PellaWI.com. And Catholic Memorial, boy, doing really good stuff over at Pella. Let's get to a break. On the other side of the break, Joe Franco is going to join us. And Joe's been my guy. And we're going to talk a little bit about an appointment that he had with my son Matthew and his wife Karen, the cutest one-year-old boy ever, young Liam Michael McGivern. We'll talk to Joe Franco about that on the other side. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we're talking to some of the sales reps, some really good ones, from PellaWI.com is where you want to go, but Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This next guy said, you better save me for last, because you want to save the best for last. And he's the guy that I go to because he's helped my wife and I, Terry's helped my brother John, he's helped some of my clients, and just recently, in fact, as recently as last night or yesterday afternoon, he had closed a deal with my son Matthew and my daughter-in-law Kiara and maybe the cutest one-year-old kid of all time, young Liam Michael McGivern, and Joe Franco taking good care of us. Hey, Joe, how you doing today?
Very good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to get you on and say thank you for the amount of time and effort that you put in to take care of the people that I send your way. You know, you certainly helped my wife Terry and I out, and you did a great job with my brother John, and so this comfort level that I have sending you out to not only my family but to clients and friends, it's a good little match we have going right now, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking good care of these people.
Yeah, not a problem, Mike. I mean, not to not make you think that you're not special, but I take that same approach with every single one of my customers. So, you know, anyone that you have, anyone that, you know, wants to do business with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, we have a great team, and that's really what we're here for, is to be there for you.
Well, I wanted to feel special, so I'm going to hang up on, no, I'm not hanging up on you. I'm just kidding. Hey, I got a call the other day from my son Matthew. Said, "Hey, Dad, we there's our window in our kitchen. It was raining. We got a little water in, and it peeled here, and we got an issue over here." And I said, "Hey, let me come over and take a look." And you know, Joe, if I go over and take a look at it, I just go, I got to call somebody that actually knows what he's talking about. And you happen to have an open spot that day, and said, "Hey, I'm going to be not too far from them. I'll come over and take a look." And what I loved about it was you looked at the kitchen windows, but then you took a look around the house and said, "Hey, look, I know that the garage windows, that's not a sexy get. I mean, it's not, but they're in really bad shape. And make sure that you pay attention to those. If you don't want to get them done now, you're going to have to get those done here in the future." And explain to my son Matthew and my daughter-in-law Kiara how important those were and what was going on with them. So I want to thank you for doing that. And I know that that they signed a contract with you yesterday. They'll have their window sometimes mid-October. And Joe, I think, and as we talked to Pete and Young and Jenna about, if you're going to need windows, you know, late fall, early winter, now's the time you got to make sure that you go to PellaWI.com, correct?
Oh, right. I mean, now is the time. And right now we're at a 8 to 10 week period where you're going to be from the time that you sign to the time that you get your windows installed. So we're approaching that cold season once those windows are installed. And we're coming up on a very busy season too. So now is the right time. We got great promotions, 0% for 48 months, no payments for the first 5 months, and $1,000 or more off that patio door. So we have best promotions and a great product.
Hey, Joe, see, one of the questions I've asked the other people, and they've all had different answers, believe it or not. What are you most being called to come out and talk about? I know Pete said, "Look, patio doors have really kept me busy." And Jenna said, "Replacement windows have really kept me busy." And Young said, "Look, a kind of a combination of both." For you personally, what are you seeing your clients asking for the most?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's all subject to, you know, every home is different. I've personally been seeing a lot of window replacements.
Okay.
I've got a few entry door replacements in there as well. So, you know, there's a lot of windows that need to be replaced. You know, a lot of customers right now are probably asking, you know, do I need windows replaced? And odds are, if you're asking yourself that question, you probably do.
You know, the cool part, Joe, is that you and I are friends on Facebook, and I always see that you have a number of customers that go and do, you know, one side of the front of their house, and then a year later come and do the back or do the upstairs. And so it's what's impressive to me is that these are people that you worked with a year ago that are now coming to do phase two, and they're calling you, making sure they get their pellet windows in on the other side of the house. And so you must obviously take good care of them, and the customers that you have, you keep for a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, quality windows and quality installation, there's a price to pay for it, and that's why we do offer financing. Financing is a great option to, you know, get more of that project done, but some of our customers do feel more comfortable doing things in phases, especially if they've never done business with Pella. You know, I always tell that customer, if there's any reservation at all, let us install one window. Let us install front of the home. Let us show you what we can bring to the table, and that will make that decision easier as we go along.
He is Joe Franco, him and his wife having their first baby. When is the baby due, Joe?
Baby's due January 9th. The baby is the size of a grapefruit today. My wife.
There you go.
Not forgetting to tell me.
Joey Franco, he's going to have his first. Get him now because he's going to be really tired after mid-January. Joe, thank you so much for all your help. You can get a hold of Joe. Go to PellaWI.com. Give them a call and ask for Joe Franco. Good job, young man. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mike.
You got it. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.